K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy.
You know that I love my Netflix, man.
Yes.
Even more so now because obviously we've had nothing better to do and it's been amazing that we've had actually good stuff to watch.
I know, right?
And I love docos.
Yeah.
Okay. Heartwarming docos because you know I have no heart and no soul, so I like to get them from the documentaries that I watch.
Yeah.
And there is a great documentary up on Netflix at the moment. It's called A Secret Love. It's about a love story, a beautiful love story, one that was held in secret for many, many years. It actually inspired the 1992 movie A League of Their Own.
It was part of that whole canon. Okay.
It's just, the story is purely amazing. Yeah. We really wanted to chat to the director. He is actually chronicling his great aunt's journey in this movie. His name is Chris Bolan. We've got him on Zoom right now. Morning, Chris.
Good morning. Early morning for you.
Yeah, it is. And hey, late afternoon for you.
Thanks for having a chat to us this morning. So you've done a doco on your auntie's life, but you didn't know about everything that was going on until, you know, not that long ago.
Yeah, you know, I've been close to her my entire life, always looked up to her. You know, she was this amazing woman. She moved to Chicago to pursue a dream. I grew up in Canada. So having this kind of aunt that went off to live in the big city was really cool. And then, you know, of course, she's part of that famed league, the All-American Girls Professional League, baseball league, of which A League of Their Own was based on, which is really great. So I've always been just in awe of her, but it wasn't until 2009 when I took a trip to Chicago with my wife to visit both her and my Aunt Pat that it changed my life. And, you know, we were having lunch one day and they said, "We have something to tell you, we're gay." And, wow. You know, we gave them a great big hug and we said, "Thank you so much for telling us. It's not going to change a thing. We love you." And then they turned into these giddy schoolgirls and these stories just started pouring out of them decades, you know, starting back in the 1940s and the 50s. And I remember sitting there listening to some of these stories, like, you know, how they kissed in the middle of a sandstorm on Main Street in the 1940s.
Oh, wow.
No one could see them. And then seeing these two women in their late 80s tell these stories was just like a light bulb went off in my head. And I told my wife, I have to make a movie about this. It's incredible.
Which I'm really glad you did. Last night, my friend, she was putting up photos of herself on Insta of herself bawling, absolutely crying because of your doco. So yeah, you're really getting a lot of emotions out of people with this. I guess the main thing that's coming out of it is that you can tell it's just really sad that they had to hide that because they were so scared. I mean, it was a different time back then. So obviously them telling you, I mean, we think it's not a big deal. People come out, you know, and it's like, "Oh, I'm gay." Okay, cool. That's great. But back, I mean, they must have been so scared just to have that conversation with you and to hide it for so many years must have just been devastating to them.
Yeah, and you make a great point. I mean, we forget, you know, we forget that they grew up in a time when it was, to your point, dangerous.
Mm.
And I mean, people's lives were ruined. They were doing lobotomies on people to try to make them straight. They were outing you, teachers and principals and police officers and firefighters in the big newspapers and ruining their lives, and people were committing suicide. You're being arrested if you weren't wearing three articles of women's clothing. So, you know, that's the time they grew up in. And so it was important for me and for all of us on making this movie to kind of show a little bit of that danger in Chicago at the time, what Mayor Daley was doing to these people.
Absolutely.
Because we forget, you're right, today we take it for granted, but they grew up in a time when it was very dangerous.
But they did, they held that love together for so long. How did you guys as a family not know that they were lesbians?
I know I get that question all the time. People are like, "How in the world did your family not know?"
Yeah.
But you know, listen, Pat was engaged to men three times. Terry had boyfriends, and we asked them point blank. They were asked point blank from my family, "Are you gay? Are you lesbian?" And they said, "No, we are not. We are just good friends. It's very expensive to live in Chicago, and it's just easier to split the rent." And so we took them at their word, and we just left it at that.
It's an amazing story considering as well that I grew up watching A League of Their Own and it was such a great movie being a girl as well and being like, wow, look at these women doing these amazing things. And I've seen it in articles about this show before as well, and they even say it in the trailer that they're rule breakers. And I mean, it must have been quite quite cool for you to grow up with some really cool, even though you didn't probably know it at the time, but some really good rule breakers in the family to be like, we're doing what we want. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're keeping it hidden, but we're breaking the rules.
Yeah, I remember asking her at the end, that's my voice at the end saying, you like breaking the rules, didn't you? And she goes, yeah, and she giggles. Yes, I did. You know, so it did, you know, she's been a role model for me. You know, I wanted to be an actor, and my God, initially my family's like, no way.
Yeah,
you're going to be an actor. But Terry, my aunt Terry, was always supportive of me and always told me to follow my dream. And she always would reference herself how she left Saskatchewan to come down to the United States to play ball and follow her dream. So she really encouraged me to do that. And that meant a lot to me. It really kind of defined me as the man I am today and really kind of empowered me to follow my dream.
Oh, mate, it's a beautiful doco, and we encourage everyone to check it out, A Secret Love. Pat is your auntie. She's 91 at the moment, is that right? And you're still in close contact with her?
I am. I said she was 92, almost 92, and she really shut that down very fast. Yeah.
You don't want to get that wrong, Chris. Yeah. Come on.
No. So she's 91. She is 91. She's doing great. She, you know, she's very happy to see the movie. You know, she kept joking, you know, saying to me that, is she going to see this damn thing before she dies? Oh. Said, yes, I promise you, no, Auntie Pat. But she's great. She lives two blocks away from my mom. Oh. She's close to family. She misses Terry, of course, but she's doing very well.
Fantastic. 70-year relationship, a beautiful story. A Secret Love is on Netflix. Thank you so much for your time, Chris Boland. We really appreciate you having a chat to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.